Hi and welcome once again. This is Rowena Phillips, your host, friend and well-wisher. I would like to welcome you to today's episode of Growth Mindset, Sky is the Limit. In today's episode, I'm so excited to dive into the world of growth mindset with you today. It's a topic that's close to my heart because I've seen firsthand how transformative it can be to adopt a growth mindset in your life. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you said to yourself, "I am not good enough"? That you are not cut out for something, whether it's a job, it's a hobby, or a relationship. But let me tell you, there's good news. That it's not true. You are cut out for something. You are cut out for greatness. So let me tell you that those beliefs are holding you back from reaching your full potential. The Holy Bible says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." The Creator, who has made us, knows what is our technology and what's the function of our mind. Our mind is like an operating system, and we are the ones who instruct it. Our results, our output is determined by our competency to know and understand how to use it and how it works. That's where the power lies. So, what is growth mindset now? It comes with the understanding of this power and insight of how the technology of the mind works. Who is running your brain? And who is limiting your brain? Who has the power to function with a higher and better operating system? So whether your operating system is saying, "I can't do this, it's difficult, but I'm working on it." It's a small shift in perspective, but it can make all the difference. There you go. There's the shift. So for me, knowing this and thereby adopting a growth mindset has been the game changer here. It's helped me approach challenges with curiosity and resilience rather than fear and avoidance. It's also helped me embrace failure as a natural part of the learning process. I would rather say it this way, that there is no such word called as failure. It's only feedback. So when I encounter setbacks or obstacles, I try to see them as opportunities to grow rather than reasons to give up. Now I know it's not always easy to maintain a growth mindset. We are human after all. We have doubts, fears, and insecurities. But, as the psychologist Angela Duckworth says it, grit is living life like it's a marathon and not a sprint. It's about recognizing that the journey to reaching our potential is long and sometimes difficult one, but it's worth it and we can do it. So my challenge to you is this. How good could you be? What's holding you back from achieving your dreams? Is it the fixed mindset that's telling you that you're not good enough? Or it's the growth mindset that's pushing you to keep going forward, keep learning, and keep growing? Where have all these limiting beliefs come from? Your childhood, your past experiences, and are we still going to allow it to shape our future? So the decision is in our hands. As we wrap this episode today, I want to leave you with a quote from Stephen Covey, where he says that begin with the end in mind. What's the end goal you have in your life? What kind of person do you want to be? What do you want to achieve? By keeping that vision in mind and adopting a growth mindset, you can unlock full potential and create life that's truly fulfilling. The scripture says, enlarge your vision, and also says that a man without a vision perishes. So what's your vision? What's your goal? How ready you are in your mindset to push forward, to overcome challenges, to discover solutions, and believe me, you are called for greatness. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll join me for more insight and inspiration in my next episode of Inspiring Healthy Minds. Have a wonderful life and keep moving forward. Thank you. Bye-bye.